This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you. MP suspended after one of the most significant security investigations in Australia's history. Tell us about the story.
So, this is a Member of Parliament who we've actually had occasion to talk about before. He was the first Muslim Member of Parliament to be elected to the New South Wales Parliament, a member of the Labour Party. And just a few days ago, there's an organization here, I'm not sure what the equivalent is in South Africa these days, like in the United States would be the CIA, in Israel the Mossad. So here the acronym is ASIO, the Australian Security Intelligence Organization. So it's the basically intelligence agencies. And they carried out a massive raid by massive, I'm talking about a dozen agents, raided this MP's house early one morning, his house, his office, his car. And the reason is allegations, and obviously innocent until proven guilty, but allegations that he was an agent for Chinese influences, Chinese covert influence, trying to infiltrate and influence the Australian political system. And why are we talking about it on Chai FM is that this particular MP is the only Australian Member of Parliament ever to have compared Israel to Nazi Germany in a House of Parliament.
Wow.
And that was a few years ago, and he did that more than once, actually. And not only that, on a personal note, about a year ago or so, he chaired a multicultural Labour event. I was invited by the leadership of the party as a Jewish leader, and he blocked me from coming in, etc., which actually attracted front page media attention in the mainstream media. So he's...
I remember that. We actually spoke about that story.
We did. We did indeed.
Yeah.
And so he's been giving a number of... He's reported he's been giving a number of pro-China speeches. He's commended China for its handling of the pandemic, etc. And so this issue was all over the mainstream media, that this major raid by Australian intelligence network organization, as I said, raided his house, his car, his office, and the Labour Party has now suspended him from the party. And as of now, he still sits in the Parliament, but as a crossbencher. Parliament's not actually sitting at the moment. But certainly, you know, the Jewish community has been watching with close interest, given the appalling speeches that he's given in regard to Israel, like I say, making that comparison. And secondly, his track record. So it's a major issue. He hasn't been charged with anything, I emphasize, but certainly the investigation seemingly has begun.
Wow, that is... people become undone, you know, and people are who they are. And even if they get away with something in a certain style of behavior at some stage, ultimately it does catch up with them. I'm not saying he's guilty of this, but certainly it's interesting that this is what happens if you're consistent with your own behavior. Australia, the only country to vote against all 5 UN Human Rights Council resolutions. The UN Human Rights Council, if ever there was an ironically named organization.
Well, exactly right. I mean, the UN itself, and as well as the Human Rights Council, is a very sad joke, a toxic environment. I mean, the word UN and human rights do not go in the same sentence, let alone on the same planet. So just recently, once again, true to form, they had 5 anti-Israel resolutions. And Australia was the only country to have actually opposed all 5 resolutions. And the statement from the UN, from the Australian representatives of the UN, saying that we are consistent in our principled opposition to biased and one-sided resolutions targeting Israel in these forums. And so that was, when I say the good news, obviously, in terms of Australia's concern, but then broadening out the picture just couple of days ago, the Australian Foreign Minister has now, for the first time, publicly voiced concerns about Israel's potential annexation of land in the West Bank, you know, under the provisions of the Trump peace plan. And the foreign minister issued a statement, amid growing concerns there about what is taking place, or according to, you know, many experts in the area, is not going to take place. But nevertheless, the issue is out there. The debate, very unfortunately, is out there and attracting, obviously, a lot of negative attention. And now the Australian Foreign Minister has voiced, quote unquote, with concern, possible moves towards unilateral annexation, you know, or change in the status of territory in the West Bank.
Finally, Mariah College's former financial controller admits siphoning away $7 million. So we spoke about this story when the news broke as well.
So we did, and now this gentleman has now appeared in court, in the Supreme Court, and basically charged with a number of charges, and he's admitted to misappropriating more than $7 million over 10 years. And the police will allege that he redirected 402 transactions from the college into his personal bank account, resulting in, you know, him obtaining dishonestly $7.4 million as a result. Some of the transactions were a mere $2,000, some were $240,000.
Sure.
And over time, and so now he's appeared in court. And according to one report, he moved the money through 18 different bank accounts. And so now the issue has now come to the Supreme Court. The maximum penalty for dishonestly obtaining financial advantage is 10 years imprisonment. But obviously, the issue still has to play out. And in fact, he's due to appear in court again today. On criminal charges. So this issue obviously still has a way to go.
Indeed, I'm sure it does. Time is 6:25, but at least he is hopefully going to see Justice Vic Aladef, CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, speaking to us every Tuesday at 6:25.